Commencing audio-visual functions.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tooncast Beyond, episode 82. It was recorded months ago, I think. Question mark? I don't know. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike, your humble host. Thank you to everyone who has stuck with me and the hosts, the other co-hosts, on this journey of Tooncast Beyond from 2011 until last year. 2018 is the actual end date for Tooncast Beyond. We wanted to have this episode out November 5th, 2018, or November 12th, 2018, because those are both big dates in the Back to the Future franchise. Please enjoy Steve Megatron and I, as we are sick, talking about Back to the Future, the animated series, to wrap up Tooncast Beyond. Hello and welcome to the final episode of Tooncast Beyond. This is episode 82. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. What the hell are you doing here?
I came back from the future. You see what I did there? See what I did?
So we are here, folks, and it has been a long journey. Tooncast Beyond started in 2011. It's been 8 years that we went beyond, and damn, we only got to 82 episodes on this part of the series.
And you know what? Now we've got to go back in time.
Yes, that's true. We'll talk about that more at the end. yeah, there's a whole bunch of announcements to announce for Tooncast, which it's just going to be Tooncast now. It's not Classic, it's not Beyond, it's just plain old Tooncast. The Facebook page, if you go over there, it's Tooncast All Tunes All the Time. So, because they made me make it longer, which is fine, I understand, and obviously it distinguishes it, and whatever. But yeah, it's been a while since I've done an episode of Tooncast. The last episode was the final episode for the X-Men reviews that we had done. Since that time, Optimus Solo and I, we haven't rekindled our nightly 4 or 5 hour craft a schedule thing, but we've come up with ideas in the last 6, 7, 8 months, however the hell long it's been since episode 81, and whatever the hell you people are listening to this now, because I honestly have no idea when I'm going to edit this and put it online. I have no clue. I just want to get the damn thing recorded, get it done, and move on. So there's lots of ideas, lots of stuff coming for Tooncast. We are here, as we've been joking and saying, Back to the Future, the animated series, is going to be our final episode here on the Tooncast Beyond feed. We may put out the new announcement episode of Tooncast coming back on Beyond feed, but after that, folks, you're going to have to go back to that original Tooncast Beyond feed. So any new listeners that listen to Tooncast Beyond, you're going to have to go back to the original Tooncast feed for all the other new stuff. Back to the Future, the animated series. Ah, joy. This happened between 91 and 92, had 2 seasons. Obviously, Back to the Future, created by Robert Zemeckis, Bob Gale. 3 films, 1, 2, and 3, 85, 88, and 89? No, 89 and 90, I think. I don't know. One of them years. Yeah, 89 and 90 for 2 and 3. We have been covering the Back to the Future comics in IDW. Optimus Soul and I still have to finish that off, but we have been covering those. Those are very cool. This series is interesting. Do you remember watching this back in the early 90s?
I vaguely remember it.
So, I remember watching it. What I remember about this more than anything else is Doc Brown impersonating Bill Nye. Not really, but I could have sworn Bill Nye was before. Nope. I know he's not. He debuted here. I understand that, yes. But I swear I saw Bill Nye before I saw this. Obviously, I'm wrong about that. So you have Christopher Lloyd coming back for the live-action segments. There's live-action mixed in with the animation, sort of like Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock used to do the live-actions with the old man and Sprocket his dog, and then that would go down into the kind of cartoon-like, puppet-like world of the Fraggles and the Doozers and all that. Back to the Future of the Animated Series, I love this. But at the same time, it's so episode of the week. It really feels that way to me. How did you feel about this, watching this back?
It was very formulaic. Very much like, you know, anything else you'd watch, like Magic School Bus or, you know, some of those other shows like that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, all right, we're in for the same run we had last week, different mission, but it's the same game.
Yeah.
It's really not any different though than like the Mario Brothers show that kind of came out, where you had like the front, you had the actors in the beginning and the end, and then it was pretty much the same kind of cookie cutter setup throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, that's kind of a better example than my Fraggle Rock. I didn't think about Mario there for a minute. But yeah, I mean, you have Christopher Lloyd coming back in the live-action segments. You've got Mary Steenburgen and Thomas F. Wilson reprising their roles as Clara and Biff, respectively. We've actually interviewed the voice of Jules Brown, one of the children, voiced by Josh Keaton. So we got to get Josh back on for a new interview, because I did not know he played that voice in this role. Basically, the show centers around the adventures of the Brown family, where the movies centered around the McFly family. This one's all about the Brown family and the adventures that Doc and the kids and Clara all come into. And Marty's kind of along for the ride. What I love the most about this is them using Biff Tannen as, you know, Thomas F. Wilson's career as a stand-up comedian kind of a thing at the end of every episode, with him telling a joke specific to that episode. I love those. Those are hilarious.
That is funny, though. And he's, you know, and what's funny about him now is he's playing a time traveler type thing on Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow. He plays Nate's dad on Legends of Tomorrow, yep. It's so funny. Somebody, my buddy Desmond Reddick, who runs Dread Media over on Earth2.net, Earth-2.net website, he posted an image of on Facebook of James Hetfield, lead singer of Metallica, and he wrote this, you know, post about it thing. But the image, I swear, James Hetfield could be a stand-in for alternate timeline Biff from Alternate 85 in Back to the Future 2. I swear it looks just like him. Oh, God. I don't have a specific episode favorite for this one. I'll say that out of the first season, because there's two seasons of 13 episodes, the first season, I kind of like Einstein's Adventure, because we don't really see a lot of the dog kind of thing. And it's the only story in the series that does not have a science segment following it. The Bill Nye segment following the story Time Waits for No Frog actually serves as the linking device between that story and Einstein's Adventure. Do you have favorite episodes from either one of the seasons, or...
Not really, just because it's, like you said, kind of a lot of it's just formulaic. I do love the fact that some of the original actors and actresses came back. And they got some people to sound pretty close, but other than that, like, it's very much a product of its time. It's almost akin to
when they had like revivals of other series or movies, you know, talk like Police Academy or Saved by the Bell or instances like that, or, you know, something translating from another medium and trying to reprise it on television. And it just doesn't really do it all that much. I mean, I think like the Magic School Bus is like a better representation of this type of media. Yeah. for what they're going for here.
Yeah, I mean, I like the informational segments of Doc Brown. I think that was cool. I like the way that Doc would transition from the cartoon, either going to it or coming back from it. I do like the cartoons themselves. I just felt rewatching it X number of years later, 25, whatever it is, years later, 26, 27, that it wasn't what the inner 5-year-old in me really wanted to see. Because while this does take place out, it does follow the events of it do happen after the third film, but it's in its own timeline, is what Bob Gale has said. This and the comics and whatever else, while they're all in the same universe, they don't directly link up to the three films that were Back to the Future. They might make references, they might show various things from that, but it's not, it's its own thing. And I like that they did it at the time. Going back and watching it, I pretty much binge-watched the first... See, I watched 13 episodes in like 2.5 days. That's a lot of Back to the Future in 2 days. I did enjoy it, but overall, even though I actually bought the DVD set because it finally came out on DVD a couple of years ago with the newer Blu-ray version of the movies, and I like having the DVD set. Is it something that I'm going to go back to often enough? Probably not. The only time I'm probably going to go back is when I grab clips for this podcast. The DVD does have several bonus features on it. It has Drawn to the Future, new interview with co-creator, executive producer Bob Gale, writer-producer John Ludden on the making of the series, Back to the Future, the animated series revisited, a look back at the creation of the series with the members of the original animation team, and it's got galleries and storyboards and that kind of stuff. I love having it. I think it's super cool. The cartoon itself, though...
very dated.
It is. And we said at the beginning of this that it felt very formulaic. What it also did was it referenced everything under the sun. There was an episode about, you know, going back to the prehistoric age, or there was this, or there was that. And I understand it's their adventures. It's the Von Braun or the Braun family adventures kind of thing. But some of the cheesiness of it is a little much. I will say that kudos to them. If they couldn't get Christopher Lloyd to do the voice for Doc Brown, getting Homer Simpson is just as good. I mean, Dan Castellaneta as Doc, the animated version of Doc Brown, that was good. David Kaufman, who I know as the Jimmy Olsen of the DC Animated Universe, he does a fairly good Michael J. Fox impression.
Yeah, there's been a couple people that have done it over the years, but yeah, I mean, either way, it's still tough to play somebody that's actually a person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's one thing to play, like, to mimic another animated character, but it's still difficult, but to match somebody's, like, actual voice is a bit more difficult.
Oh, yeah, it is. And Dan Castellaneta does and does not really match Christopher Lloyd's voice. It's good enough. It's not as good as, say, your Beast Wars Megatron to David Kaye, who did the voice himself for Beast Wars way back when. But it's good enough where it almost fools you. I do enjoy the series. I think the series is a fun little romp. But as an overall cartoon continuation of Back to the Future, it has all the characters and everything else. It just, I wish the plots were a little different. I wish maybe we went to that alternate 1985 again or something like that, or maybe an alternate 2015 or whatever.
Hmm.
I don't know. Back to the Future, the animated series, absolutely dig it. Do wish there was a little more to it, but it's a fun little thing. It's a fun little gem for anyone who has seen the movies and wants more Back to the Future. I would recommend at least trying one or two of the episodes, or even skipping around, because it's not like these episodes are in any kind of continuity order or anything like that.
Yeah. And that's all well and fine. Like it's still a product of its time. It's an old animated series, and it's still, you know, maintained by the creators.
Yep. After these messages,
we'll be right back. Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
So, as I said, and I know this is a very short episode here, folks, I've been sick, my wife's been under the weather, Steve has all his stuff going on, and whatever else, so it's kind of short on Back to the Future, but I didn't want to drag this out too long, because you really just have to watch this for yourselves and see how much 90s cheese it has in it. As far as Tooncast, we're not going to reveal everything here, because that's the point of the next episode that'll happen. We're actually going to go back to the original numbering. We're going to pull a Marvel, go back to the original numbering, because this, even though it's episode 82 on Tooncast Beyond, it's actually the overall 229th episode of Tooncast in the last 10 years. Tooncast has never... We've taken hiatuses, but it has never been on a permanent break. The original idea for the podcast, way back when Steve and I were coming up with the network and whatever else, is that I would go 100 episodes, and it would take 2 years. It ran from June 1st to June 1st, 2009 to 2011. And then I think June 10th, or I forget whichever date it was for Tooncast Beyond startup. Tooncast Beyond started in 2011, like a month or so, or whatever it was, after Tooncast Classic ended. And it's 10 years later. We're older, we're wiser, we have a different idea of how to cover cartoons, and it will basically encompass all cartoons that we would have done separate review shows for, everything. It's not like... as much as Steve and I enjoyed doing his little baby Legends of the Dark Knight, Batman may show up on Tooncast at some point. Like, it's all-encompassing. The only thing it probably will not encompass is the Transformers cartoons, because those belong on all things Transformers. Or TFG2 or whatever. We are going to be doing two different types of episodes. One would be a weekly, like, animated film episode that would air on Saturday because of Saturday morning cartoons kind of thing. The other part of the episodes that we're going to be doing, and we'll talk further into this next time around, and you'll hear episode 230 on June 1st this year, as long as Optimus Solo and I can get it recorded. We're going to be bringing you the After Tunes weekday afternoons. That's all I'm going to say about it, but basically, cartoon podcast 5 days a week. You'll get more details on that in the future. Yes, we are crazy. Yes, I am hoping to have at least 50 episodes banked before June 1st. That way, the rest of the year, I can just edit and publish and not have to worry about recording from week to week. There will be, well, hopefully, if Steve agrees to this, there will be all brand new art for all this stuff and everything else. We've had some new art made up already, but that may or may not change. Depends on what we talk about after the show. Thank you to everybody who has listened to Tooncast Beyond for the past 7, 8 years, whatever it's been. 9, something like that. No, it would be 8, actually, because it started to, math. Thank you to everyone for listening to Tooncast Beyond for the last 8 years. It has been a blast. I want to thank all the co-hosts that were on here with me. Optimus Solo was kind of MIA, but that gave me the chance to bring on other people and get other opinions. There was only one episode. I kind of feel like he's the geek of Todd from the original Tooncast. There was one episode that we had Chuck Dog on, which was the Superhero Squad show, and then he never came back after that. I don't know what happened to that guy.
Alternate dimension episode.
Yes, exactly. I think Thanos snapped his finger on him. Seriously, though, thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody who has left iTunes reviews on the Tooncast Beyond page on iTunes. Thank you to everyone who has ever sent in emails or voicemails, even though there haven't been many over the years. I do this because I want to do it, but I also do it because I'm hoping somebody out there might have the same opinion as me besides the people that I'm talking with. Kind of a thing. And I'm looking forward to the future and seeing what the DeLorean brings me.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes, do you have any final thoughts, any memories of Beyond?
I remember when we started and we covered a lot of superhero movies.
Yeah, see, originally Tooncast Beyond was going to have 9 seasons and they were all going to be themed.
And the DeLorean episodes.
Yep.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, very, very cool. Yeah, the DeLorean episodes were a way for us to continue Tooncast and covering all the old cartoons. Meanwhile, Tooncast Beyond was whenever cartoons were.
Exactly.
So, and that kind of will continue as we go forward in time. I know Optimus Solo is going to come back for episode 230. I know he and I have got this new, like I said, 5 day a week thing we're going to be doing and everything else. So his enjoyment and interest is renewed. So he's going to be back as pretty much full time host. There may be other guest hosts. I'm not sure yet. I hope everyone gives it a listen and checks out the new format here. I think that's going to do it.
I think so too.
Yeah. Like I said, a little under the weather. I'm kind of stressed out about my wife right now, so with the medical stuff that she's got going on. So thank you for listening to Tooncast Beyond. We hope you to continue to listen to Tooncast as it returns later this year, celebrating 10 years of Tooncast, 10 years of the Geekcast Radio Network. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
You can find us on Twitter at TFG1Mike and at SCP21. Also follow at Geekcast Radio and at GCRN Tooncast. Unleash the tune in you, and we will catch you next time.
See you in the future!
Hey, don't be a butthead!